Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, awesomely healthy, and darn sexy people. Well, how does it feel to have the world opening up again? Are you excited? Are you overwhelmed? Are you confused? Probably a little bit of all the above. But boy, we had some friends over for dinner last night, and we were all vaccinated, and we could actually hug each other. And I'm telling you, that's what I think I've missed most during this pandemic, is just the ability and the safety to throw my arms around somebody and give them a great hug. It was a beautiful night, and today my daughter and her guy are coming over and some friends, and it's nice. It's nice to be able to freely share our love again. And since I mentioned vaccines, look, guys, I don't know what to tell you. I keep getting these emails. Like, I sent the email out that there was a couple of spots open for Creation Station in person because of people who had canceled. And of course, I put in that email that you had to be fully vaccinated. Well, I got two or three emails ranting and raving about, you know, how I'm not living what I teach by doing that. I don't even know where to begin to start, guys, except to tell you we are following the legal guidelines that are set out for the safety of everybody. And first of all, I teach self-love, which in my choice means loving myself enough to protect this amazing body against this virus. So it was a no-brainer for me. But I also teach that we have a responsibility to all other energy in the world. We think negatively, that goes out into the world. We think positively, that goes out into the world. Every action that we do affects the world. So, you know, I don't know what to tell you. I'm not going to change what the channel told me. That's my job, is to bring you the truth from the channel, regardless of whether I even agree with it or not. But in this case, I do. So I believe everything that I am requesting around Creation Station and everything else we do in this community is directly in alignment with what the channel has taught me about the responsibility of handling your own energy. You know, guys, I'm not in charge of your belief system. You are. So you have to choose for yourself what you believe and what's truthful for you. Because, again, like the movie The Matrix, pick a door, any door, you can live that reality. QAnon people can live their reality. I can live my reality. Roman Catholics can live their reality. We're all choosing different doors and testing them out. And that's what being embodiment is really all about. Okay. They also wanted me to bring up number 12 on sheet one, because it's coming up all the time in my personal work and in the work I'm doing for a lot of you. All energy is integrated completely from all dimensions into my divine self. Okay, so we're claiming that around everything we are holding the intention of creating. That all energy is integrated completely from all dimensions into my divine self and working with me and creating with me the desires of my heart. We have to bring in all energy and all of our energies that exist on other planes. We want to integrate them into the divine self of us that is choosing what we want. And around that, they want us to please claim again, bringing in all energy and integrating all energy from all dimensions into our divine selves. We claim, I am creating love, integrity, truthfulness, dignity, and power through divine love for all energy in all dimensions. I command all energy to define itself as these attributes. And I command that all injustice be brought to justice now. And then they took me to core belief 29. When I am multidimensional, I am sick. That's the fear, guys, but it's not the reality. So if you want the reality of the more I expand and the more I soar into my creation process, the more health and wellness I experience everywhere in my life. My body, my money, my success, my relationships, everywhere. So we're just claiming that's the way it is, period. So it is. Guys, if you missed the racism webinar, oh my God, go back and get it. I have a whole new understanding of everything that's going on now. And I summarize it a lot in the e-blast, so make sure you read the e-blast tomorrow. But there's no way a staggering amount of information was put together, and you really start to see how racism, and I'm including sexism towards women and all the different sexual choices that people are making today, LGBTQ and beyond. And we're talking Asian, we're talking African American, we're talking paraplegic. We're talking about any energy that looks different from the standard white man is still in our DNA thought to be inferior energy. And you'll understand after you listen to the beginning of the racism webinar. It was powerfully life-changing for me. Okay, is there anything else? All right, we're lucky. We get to go to the calls right now. So if you want to talk to the channel, press 1. Don't press it again if you've already pressed it. But press 1. Stephen will come on and get your name so we know where we're going. But we're going to start with Michael in Connecticut. Hi, babe.
Oh, my gosh, I haven't been first ever before.
Well, good creating.
Oh, now I'm really on the line here. Gosh, this is incredible. Yeah, I have a question. I have so many choices in my life. There's so many wonderful things to learn. What is the most useful path for me?
That you're God and you can choose anything.
Wow.
So, what is the God of you want to choose, Michael? There's five things. they're saying there's five things and you can do them all.
Okay. I have wanted to set up a model for a healing community, something along the lines of the way Native American villages worked, only, you know, maybe somewhat better, maybe a little bit higher level without some of the problems they faced. That's number one, community. Number two,
okay,
I'd like
now, Michael, wait a minute. You talked to me about this over a year ago. Do you know that?
I'm sure I did, because I've been obsessed with it for more than 25 years.
Well, great, but what I want to know is what actions did you take in that year? See, this is what I want you guys to hear. You can't just keep thinking about stuff. You can't just be hoping and going, oh, wouldn't that be nice? And you bring yourself into alignment with all of it. You commit to it. You ask the universe to create it with you. And then you take action. So, around, you look at the five things during this week. And around all of them, take one action step. And then call in next week. I want to hear what happened. Okay?
Okay, that's useful advice, and I very much appreciate it.
You bet.
I sent you something, my one action step. You'll look at it. It'll be in your mail.
Okay, but Michael and everybody, I'm telling you, keep your creation process as simple as you can. Make it simple and joyful and full of love. Okay? All right, my man.
Simple, joyful, full.
Full of love, exactly. Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off there. Susan in Niagara, you're on.
I knew I was next.
Oh, you always say that, woman. What's your question?
Well, my kitty, Kate, went through his little grooming thing just fine. He looks so adorable, like a little lion. But I'm wondering, did he bring home fleas? Because I'm bit up like crazy. And I'm like, I don't
right
know what
question.
They're from.
I get a yes. When I say he brought him home, that goes to no, but fleas, yes.
Because I am getting bit like crazy. I'm like,
Okay. What is getting bit represent?
Well, it's not comfortable, that's for sure.
You're being attacked, aren't you?
I'm being attacked, yeah. My body is physically being attacked by bugs, which is annoying and very irritating.
So, Susan, I would look at where you feel like you're being attacked in your life and what belief systems you have around energy attacking you. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Because that's why you're attracting him in. Okay?
Great. I'll take a look at that. Thank you.
All right. You bet. Guys, you guys think this is airy fairy stuff. So 2 days ago, Lanny has four computers that he works on. Every single one of them crashed. None of them worked. Nothing would upload. And I said, you know, this is no. So I got he calls it swinging my rock. I got my pendulum. And it was, they wanted a song. And the song that came up for him was I Got Plenty of Nothing. Well, so I said, how about we have plenty of everything. We're so blessed. We love each other. We have a beautiful home. I've got plenty of everything I need. And we sat with that for about 15 minutes, half hour. Two computers came back on and he got his work done. Now you can say it's a coincidence, but I live it every day. Every day. But you have to use what you know, guys. When you've got crap happening in your life, sit down and find out what in you is in response to the crap. All right, Lena, you're on. No, you got to turn everything off, Lena.
If you get me to change, I'll do the talk. That's like.
Okay, can't do that. Sorry, I'll try and come back. Emily in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
I just would like to reaffirm how powerful that webinar was.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've been educating myself, you know, since my mom was always very sensitive to that issue and raised our awareness around that issue from the time we were very little.
Lucky you.
Yeah, very. I feel so blessed. And, you know, since George Floyd's murder a year ago, you know, I've been have friends who've really brought forward things to me and helped open my eyes. And what the webinar brought forward opened my eyes in a way I didn't know they could still be even opened more. So I just want to share that with people and encourage people.
Well, it sure did mine. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
And you see, it's still going on today. This BS stuff that Texas just passed,
yeah,
limiting more and more and more indigenous people from voting. I mean, it's got to stop. And it's the stopping and the starting of a new way begins with us. The channel was really clear about that. Okay,
absolutely.
Go ahead, Em.
Absolutely. Well, before I ask my question, I read the article yesterday about in Canada and British Columbia, they just unearthed a mass grave of over 200 children in Native American children at a residential. And that just brought it home again. And I think the biggest message for me is that the energetics underneath it all is the desire to exterminate others.
Yes,
you know,
but what does that come from, Emily?
Fear.
You're right. Yes, fear that they're not going to be on top. They're not going to have enough. They're going to be made less than. And if we can hold you down, we can feel our own superiority. And as we talked about in the webinar, it's been condoned by all the popes, all of our beginning presidents and many of our recent ones. It is literally in our DNA. And that's why we have to be consciously working at redirecting it through love.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's all within us. That's how it changes.
That's the only way it changes, guys. The only way.
Yeah.
Thank you, baby.
So I have some stiffness in my neck.
Yes.
And in my back. And I've done some work around it, and I just get that it's just old stuff, you know, coming off.
Hold on. Sheets.
Okay.
Look. Give me a song, please.
Happy Birthday.
Okay. So... Oh, my God. I just learned this yesterday. Is this what this is about? Okay. Oh, I wish I had that sheet. It's in my bedroom, and I can't get it right now. But basically, it was our bodies feel like, that's the highest word, they have to disconnect. When we get too powerful in our creation, that our bodies can't handle it. Now, if you want a physical example of that, it would be Christ on the cross.
Mm.
But it's also Parkinson's. It's also dementia. Any way the body breaks down, the channel is saying, hold on, am I balanced? Am I switched? No, this is the highest. Yep, get my big yes. That if you, let's just all claiming every day, my body easily assimilates my power. Highest, most correct, most complete. My body easily assimilates my power. Because it took me to the core belief, again, when I'm multidimensional, I'm sick.
Uh-huh.
But it's more refined than that is your body disconnects in fear that it won't be able to handle the frequencies of the power when we truly know that we're God and create our own lives.
Wow.
So, yeah, I literally, it was so interesting, you guys, I found an old email from somebody I used to work with way back in 2013 about the essential tremors. I didn't even remember I had them back then. But you know what it did was, wow, if I had them in 2013, they're not much worse now. So I must be doing something right. I'm not eliminating yet the belief system, but obviously, I have made a lot of progress because, you know, when you have something like this, they're supposed to get worse and worse and worse and worse, right?
Right.
So I just want you to know that anything in your body has an energetic core. So we easily connect and assimilate all of our expansiveness into the God we are, Emily. Okay?
That is beautiful. And you know what? My mom has dementia. Is that the core of her dementia?
They're telling me right now that it's the core of all physical dis-ease, whether it's mental or, you know, physical or even spiritual, in meaning the spiritual experience on this plane. Yeah. So I really have to check into this because, you know, I have claimed and continue to claim that we have the answers, all the answers to physical healing. And when you claim something like that, they have to lay the groundwork and teach you. I mean, for them to have given us this 7 years ago when we weren't really clear. Now they're telling me, you see, I had to get to that moment of realization back with my family when I shared with all of you, oh, it doesn't matter what anybody else does. It only matters whether I stay in love. I had to get to that in order to bring this in. Because that email, I don't know why I still have it. It was in with papers that it shouldn't have been in. And it came into my life at exactly the perfect time. And that's the way it works if you get out of your way.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh,
well, wow.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For helping me
I
bring
love
that
you.
In. Yeah, I love you
oh,
too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, me too. Okay, everybody. So we don't focus. We don't even have to focus on what the physical things might be. We just have to direct that our bodies easily assimilate and stay connected with the power and the ease of being the God that we are. Invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love. Mary Jo in Ohio, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Wow, that is quite, in all the work and processes I've been doing with you, that's something I hadn't really put put into those processes, that whole knowledge. So thank
nor I. And the whole thing about integrating, you know, all energy, including all of our own energy and all energy, integrating completely from all dimensions into our divine self, they've been pummeling me all week with that. So, you know, and guys, too, not only did I do the racism webinar, I've been working on Creation Station, which I'm so bloody excited about, and doing a huge program I'm doing with Jennifer McLean, and doing a lot of private sessions. And when you're that focused about bringing information in, then everything starts congealing together, too, Mary Jo. So that's part of it.
And I'm not bringing like you as a teacher, but when I started really focusing about 6 weeks ago that I was going to quit just reading everything, but focus on the processes and do the process.
Thank you.
That is when my life truly has, I can see the change now. And it's like you said, every day, like this radio show right now, there's been at least two different callers that I'm like, that's a piece. Things is falling together without me, you know, doing the, oh, woe is me. I don't have to do that anymore.
No.
I really,
as a matter of fact, the more you do that, the less enlightened you become.
Before I get to my question, I just wanted to give you a compliment that came up in my head. I realized in these years of working with you and listening to all your webinars and radio show, you, for my spiritual path, have been so valuable because, you know, it's the day-to-day stuff where sometimes you get off focus or whatever. And so knowing every Sunday you're there bringing information that helps keep me on my journey. And then the webinars that really, you know, kind of uptake everything with all this knowledge, it is really, I don't know what I would have done because I'd be just floundering, looking and reading everything and not really getting very much out of anything. So I want
to
thank
you, Mary Jo. I appreciate those are very kind words, and I'm just thrilled to death that you finally got doing is you have to do to really be.
Yes.
You just have to, guys. You have to start living it and doing it. Okay,
and
you got to.
Okay. The question quick. I have a 39-year-old daughter who's just been diagnosed in one eye with glaucoma. She's gone to different specialists. Yeah, it's very unusual. So she's gone to two different specialists. They're not sure what to do because she's so young. So she's been on drops, three different kinds of drops. They haven't worked. One suggesting laser, one suggesting surgery. But all the options are not permanent, meaning she'll either have to do them again in 5 years or she can't even do them in 5 years. So
okay, all right. So let's take a minute and look at the energetic cause of glaucoma. Okay, we're going here. All right, now, everybody, I want you, especially you, Mary Jo, you have to go into an objective place, okay? Not a mother place, objective place.
Okay.
There is an embittered reaction to their life that is being activated by exacerbating pressures from long-standing hurts.
Okay.
And she doesn't want to see them.
Gotcha.
She doesn't want to look at the long-standing hurts. Do you know what the channel's referring to?
I think so. She's been married for about 10 years. And I've seen a change. She's much more anxious. She's much more negative. She's a perfectionist, and I know she's hard on herself. She has a husband that loves her, but his personality is He uses sarcasm and negative insults all the time. I'm not saying that's the only thing, but there is a change in her that I've been concerned about, but I don't know how to put my finger on what's going on. So,
well, she's angry.
Yeah.
And she's starting to see the world through her anger. And again, that's, she knows that's not what she wants for herself, but she's not conscious enough to turn it around. So you need to help her with her anger. Most of all, more precisely, Mary Jo, her perspective of anger and the world through anger.
Okay.
It's her perspective. But they want me to finish this now. They are manifesting a long-standing generalized hostility towards the world. And her husband, she attracted him for her to be aware of this and because of it.
Okay.
So her husband came along to go, look, I'm your anger, and so I'm going to be negative towards you because that's kind of how you're seeing the world.
Okay.
They have an inability to be tender and loving due to their distrust and disgust. Okay. That now I'm finished. Okay?
And I'm just verifying now, there were some issues from childhood, like even toward her siblings, that she's angry about, and I can't, it's got to be some of that too. So,
Well, yes. This started actually in the womb in this lifetime.
Wow.
It started, what was going on with your husband when you were carrying?
Our marriage goes through cycles, and the in-between stuff is I had a horrible abusive marriage, not physically, but emotionally and
yeah,
mentally.
Well, and she picked that up when you were carrying her, and she went, dear God.
I know.
This is what the world looks like?
Yeah.
So now look, no guilt on your part because she chose you and your husband so she could learn this lesson in this lifetime. We know that. We've talked to too many people on the other side.
Sure.
Okay? So, guys, just know that no matter what you've been through, y'all sat around a beautiful heavenly campfire and talked about what you needed to learn. And the people who loved you said, oh, gosh, I really don't want to be a part of this. But if that's what you need, I love you so much. I will live this experience for you so you can grow.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
And then.
It's all big. Yeah.
Okay, great. Great, Mary Jo. I'm glad. All right. Go get him, babe. You can help
all
her.
All right. Love you.
You too. Hold on. Ugh, they're nagging at me. There is something physical she can do about this. It's okay. Is this a physical thing? I'm not a doctor. But they're not eye drops. But they're showing me some kind of a. Remember when we used to take the cup up to our eye and wash our eye out?
Yes.
Yeah. Ask him about something like that. It's almost like an eye wash or something.
Okay. Okay.
And ask him to check to make sure she doesn't have anything lodged in her eye. I don't know what I'm talking about. This is they just give me the words. But maybe that will, oftentimes what they give me, according to the feedback I've gotten, leads to the questions that get to something else, Mary Jo.
Very good.
Okay. All right. Can I go now? Yes, I can. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Miss Maria, you're on.
Good morning. Thank you very much. Would sound healing help with her eyes?
also?
That's the right question, and I get a yes.
Okay.
Yep.
On YouTube, there's sound healing options. Some others, too, I can email to you. I wanted to know, there's such tremendous communication problems with family that's new and continuing, but I also wanted to know, is there still negative energy around me? You had also brought it up previously, but also others have brought that up. And as I do more healing exercises, I just feel that there's something still there, and my convulsions increase on that note. But with the communication issue...
Okay, so, Maria, we're going back to your body disconnecting and feeling that that it cannot handle the expansion into I am the creator of me.
Okay.
It's what we dealt with earlier in the program.
Yes. And I heard that.
Yeah. So my body easily assimilates my expansion into the God I am. I stay connected and assimilate it easily. Now, what were your very first words that you said to me?
Today. Can sound healing help with the eyes?
Well, I mean, when we got into your thing, it was a belief that literally that you stated that new people in the family, right? Bottom line, Maria, what the channel's telling me is you have a perspective that energy, and this is all energy, is kind of out to get you. And that is going to scare you physically and subconsciously even more as you expand out into your godliness. Because the more you expand, I mean, let's just look at the phrase we use today, that all energy from all dimensions is integrated completely into my divine self. If you believe that all energy is against you, you're not going to be able to assimilate that. It'll be too frightening because that will bring in even more energy towards you. So you, and this is your freedom, the channel is saying. You must hold yourself in love. And every time you have a negative thought about somebody out there, you go, no, that's my old stuff. I choose to know that all energy is supporting and loving me now. That's my direction. And my body assimilates this easily and joyfully. Okay? That's the core of everything for you, is to shift that perspective to a more positive one. All right, baby?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right. Miss Lee in California, you're on.
Aloha.
Hi, baby.
Dee, did you receive my notes on the webinar Wednesday?
I did. How gracious of you to do that, Lee. I'm sorry. I've been a little under, you know, Creation Station is coming up. So between that and my brother's memorial, I have been, yeah, and the webinar. But I did receive them, and I'm very, very grateful to you. We'll probably connect that with the webinar so people have it in writing, if that's okay with you.
Oh, that would be tremendous, because as Mary Jo said, as everyone has said, we are a community and we are doing this together. And
yeah,
and everything that's brought in just enhances our power and allows us to become more confident and more trusting. So one of the things that was said earlier about how, you know, this inner struggle in our bodies, we can shift this DNA. Like
we are shifting it. We literally are shifting it as we speak.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So we're just bringing our very good bodies with us, and we are. Okay, so my question is this. I need some help from the channel, please. I have an opportunity to become a part of a product called Life Waves that uses light energy and photosynthesis to reactivate our stem cells and actually help our bodies become stronger and eliminate those damaged parts of our DNA, the injured parts.
Okay, before you even explained what it was, when you said, I have an opportunity, the channel said, take it.
Okay, terrific.
And then you went on to test, and I was testing the whole time you were talking. I get a yes that it does that. I get a yes that it can help heal the body. But we've known for some time light and sound used in certain ways obviously affect the energetic system. That's why people who live in countries where it's nighttime for 6 months, they have a real problem adjusting because their rhythm, circadian rhythm, is that what they call it, is messed up. So yes, Lee, when I say it's a good business move, I get a yes. They just are saying make sure all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. In other words, read the contract well. I'm not getting anything else, baby. So.
Oh, I'm so excited to see you. I'm looking forward to this. Yes!
Oh, yeah, to Creation State. Yeah, me too. It's going to be quite different this year, and I'm excited about it. So.
Oh, one more thing. About the babies. There's an absolutely fabulous Shirley Temple movie that shows the souls waiting in heaven to come.
What's the name of it?
I don't remember, but it's a Shirley Temple movie.
Okay, if you find it, email me, will you?
Okay.
Otherwise, we can all Google it. Okay. That's great. All righty, Miss Nancy in Pennsylvania, what's up with you?
Yeah, hi, Dee. Everything's pretty good.
Good.
I'm wondering what your channel says, though, because you and I and the whole country is labeled white. What is the truth your channel says about why are we labeled white when my skin is light brown and my ancestors were brown?
Well... Because
your channel, not you, your channel.
Nancy, I never give on the show, I never give an answer from me. So let's be clear about that, everybody. Sometimes you will, when something really bizarre comes in, I'll stop and I'll say, this is coming from the channel, correct? Because I'm checking myself. But I... So, per that particular question, the answer from the channel is there is no pure white person.
That's right.
They just don't exist. But as you believe, it's delivered to you, and the perceptions that you hold create your world. Were you on the racism webinar?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, well, then you should know the answer to this because it goes back to the beginning of time. And throughout the ages, the Pope and the Catholic Church, all the kings, you know, it came down to we need a way so that we can justify killing or enslaving all these insurgent people so we can have more land, so we can be more powerful. That's pretty much what it came down to. And so the energy itself that we were defined ourselves as the white man, even though we were all European and mixed descent. But like there was a great quote in there that, you know, whoever wins gets to write the version of the story. And that's the version we've been given ever since. Okay? There's your answer from the channel. Thank you,
my
love.
Can I add one thing, please, Dee?
What?
Well, if you go back and put yourself in the shoes of the Europeans, they talked about, like, regions, the Italians, the Polish, the Germans. It was by regions they were all browns. I still say it's when the American Indians labeled the European explorers as pale-faced white
man. No. Mm-mm. We labeled ourselves. And that's why before we ever got to America to destroy the Native Americans, they went to Ethiopia, they went to Africa. There was a lot going on before the Indians. But literally, it was defined that the white man is superior in intellect. The white man is the
but
only
who is the white
hold
man,
on.
But who is the white man? Like
whomever,
a China person could be white.
Whomever defined themselves that way, and that with all of our political institutions and our churches and our popes and our ministers, and it's going on right now everywhere.
Yeah,
all right.
I know.
Okay, baby.
It's awful.
I know.
Okay.
It is. It is. But let's do something about it. Okay? Jen in Long Island, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
I think my question may have been answered, but I'm going to ask it again. I've been having problems with my neck on my left side into my back and my lower right rib in the back. And it's coming and going, but it's...
Well, your neck stuff is because of the rib. I get a no on a chiropractor. I get physically an osteopath could help you.
Uh-huh.
It's almost like this is weird, you know, but they know I'm not medical. It's almost like something is caught on your rib. And an osteopath would be able to help you align all of that. Energetically, geez. But give me a song, baby.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
Okay. So whenever somebody gives me that song, it's the meaning behind it is the belief that whenever I'm creating a lot of good and having fun, I've also got to create some rain. That actually... the rain, which they're saying isn't negative, but it puts a damper on the bike ride, okay?
Okay.
In the film. Okay. And a lot of us have that, and it comes from an age-old religious belief that you have to pay for your good, and that's what it's connected to. So what's something that's happening in your life right now that's really joyful?
I'm painting again.
Okay.
And I've got new flowers in my garden, and they make me happy. Flowers make me extremely happy, especially if they're live flowers and around me. And
yeah, and it's about all that, baby. It's about all of that. And knowing, again, now we're back to my body connects with health and wellness even more when I have beauty around me and joy around me. So we're going back to the thing that's been the theme throughout this whole show. You heard the first part of the show, right?
Yes.
Okay. Otherwise, you wouldn't know what the heck I'm talking about. All right, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. That's what it is. Every time you look at those flowers, you go, oh, the happiness you give me is so easy to align in my body and my nervous system and everything. You know, I don't have to disconnect from anything to feel this joy, right? I am connected to the joy and the love itself. All right, baby?
Wonderful. Thank you.
You bet. They're saying I still would see an osteopath, though, just so your physical body can get in alignment. Rose in Costa Rica, you're on.
Hi, beautiful.
Oh, hi.
I'd be grateful to receive guidance from the channel. My sister-in-law lost her soulmate husband of 57 years 2 months ago.
Uh-huh.
And I went overseas, just got back from 6 weeks helping her at her request. And she's just been devastated.
Yeah, she...
from the loss of this.
Now, don't take a hit from the first thing I say. She really doesn't want to be here without him.
Right.
However, that doesn't mean she's going to choose to leave. She's finding her way, Rose.
Okay.
She's finding her way, but you have to give her time and patience and encouragement.
Okay.
Basically, she doesn't know how to be in the world without him because they have defined themselves as one.
Yes.
For 57 years. So she's got to learn how to define herself by herself now. And it's actually a great gift to her, but you just have to be patient and keep the focus on, well, what are you doing for you? And where are you going? And what friends are you seeing? And how can we focus on really creating you more?
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Great advice. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the highest thing you can do for her. And you guys know you can communicate energetically.
Yes.
As well as physically and verbally.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes even more so because their mind doesn't become involved in fighting you then, right?
Right. That's true. Right. Okay.
All right. I'm not getting anything else, Rose. So just,
okay. That's
be
good
peace.
Advice.
Just be peaceful in knowing she's trying to find out how to define herself again. Okay?
Okay. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Thank you.
You bet, sweetheart. Well, I cannot believe it's time for this show to be over. I just feel like I should do 2 hours, but then I go, no. just know that everybody and anybody's answers, questions, have been answered during this time. So if you didn't get on, say, okay, where in the show did my answer lie to my question? Because you have it. The channel is saying you everybody absolutely has their answer. And guys, if you want to get on the front end of the queue, call in about 5 minutes of and raise your hand by pressing 1. That'll get you to the top of the switchboard easier if you call in after the show started. All right. Let's say it loud and proud. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know for sure that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings.
And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.